Over the last week, a new victim has come out with claims against Diddy that are by far the worst I've heard yet. This person revealed to the world that she was victimized by Diddy since she was a preteen. She told her story on the Lino B YouTube channel, and it sparked so much drama on YouTube. Not long after this victim told her story, many other creators, including myself, have pointed out the many inconsistencies she's told. I did my own investigation about this on this video I released a few days ago, but after Lino B started threatening to illegally copyright strike videos that were using his interviews in fair use, I decided to take it down. Since then, the victims have only made it more clear that something isn't adding up with any of this. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the Diddy victims that stories aren't adding up. Let's get right into it. First off, I wanted to start this video by saying that I 100% believe Diddy is a guilty man. I believe Diddy abused his power in the industry and took advantage of many people. I also believe that Diddy took advantage of many minors as well. If you have been watching my channel for the last 3 years, you know I have many videos exposing Diddy before all of this even started. I believe Diddy belongs in prison for all the crimes he has done and deserves a life sentence at minimum. Since the Cassie situation, I have reported on almost every single victim that has come out telling their story. I respect these victims who came out telling the truth about what they were put through. Their bravery is going to help bring down a monster who was allowed to abuse the system for years. So when I saw these two victims coming out and telling their stories, I did what I always do. I listened to their allegations and gave them the respect they deserve for speaking out. The only thing is, when I started listening to what these women were actually saying, things were just not adding up. The alleged victims I am referring to are Adria English and her friend Misha. Now I watched the interview Lino B did with Misha and Adria. Misha's interview I watched almost 3 times because I was doing a video on it. And like I said in my last video covering it, there is a lot that doesn't make any sense in that interview. While Adria was saying some unbelievable things, I was trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. It wasn't until I heard Misha's story that I began to question all of this. Almost every YouTuber that has come out exposing this has said the same thing. Misha's entire story was ripped right out of the movie Blink Twice. But before I get into that, let's talk about Adria and Lino B. After I made my video, it appears Lino B saw the video and he decided to respond to my video and all the other videos calling out Misha's story. Even though he didn't say my name, he did quote things I had said in my video. In my video, I specifically said that these victims were muddying the water and in a way were possibly helping Diddy get out because their allegations were easily disprovable. In this live stream from yesterday, Lino B seems to respond to me by saying a YouTuber was saying that Misha was trying to muddy the waters and help Diddy. He brushed it all off by saying that ain't nobody wants to help Diddy. I want to make one thing clear. I never said Lino was trying to help Diddy. I didn't even mention him besides the fact that these women did the interview on his platform and then I provided my audience with the link if they wanted to watch the whole thing. Lino also threatened to copyright strike those who were reacting to his interview. In my video, I did use his interviews to prove my point, but I did it in fair use as I was commentating and gave my opinion about it. This is actually legal fair use that is protected by the federal government. Now, I would have kept the video up and let him copyright strike it and countered it, but I'm not petty and I just chose to delete the video and avoid that. But a word of advice to Lino B, threatening creators to keep them from commentating isn't going to stop people from speaking out. YouTube actually encourages fair use and enforces it. They take action against those who are abusing the copyright system, so take that under consideration. But while I was watching that live stream between Lino B, Misha, and Adria English, I learned something I found very alarming. Adria English revealed that she's actually signed to Lino B and that Lino is her current manager. That was a massive red flag and really made all of this seem even more shady. Why does Adria need a manager? Is she a victim or is she a celebrity? When have you heard of an SA victim hiring a manager? Victims of SA don't get YouTube managers. That just doesn't make any sense. Managers are only involved when it comes to managing a person's career and money. Is Adria making a YouTube career? Or is she a victim telling her story? Which one is it? Now, I won't play Lino's live stream where Adria admits this, even though I could under fair use. What I'll do is play this clip from another channel called Popcorn Planet, where Adria admitted that she is being managed by Lino B.
Shout out to my boy, my manager, Lino B. Shout out to my boy, my manager, Lino B.
Shout out to my boy, my manager, Lino B.
We doing that on our next one. It's going to be me and Misha on there together. We doing a, you send a professional lie detector to test in her home state. We got the camera crew following her. They're going to ask her all the questions.
Look, I'm trying to help. That's not going to help. They're just going to say Lionel B's in it with you. You got to do that third party without him. If he's your manager,
well,
I'm just being honest.
Third party, that's what I'm saying.
You got it. But I'm just saying, if you do it on his channel, no one's going to believe it because there's now, and I got no beef with Lionel. He's been good to me.
And that Lionel B is trying to manage us or pimp us or guide us or tell us what to say. No, Lionel B had his platform before he ever met me. He contacted me like everybody else. And I was a fan of Lionel B. And I said, I will do your platform. And our numbers did so well. I asked him to manage me.
As you heard for yourself, Adria admitted she is being managed by Lionel B. You guys should go watch this full interview on the Popcorn Planet because Adria basically exposes herself the entire time. You'll be able to find the link to that interview in the description. She claimed that after she did an interview with Lionel, it did so many views that she asked him to manage her. So this confirms that Adria is being managed by Lionel B and they are in business with each other. In my opinion, that's a red flag. Clearly, this isn't about Adria telling her story. It seems like it's about making money. Now, I'm not opposed to Adria getting paid for what she went through, but if Diddy was who victimized her, then she should be getting the money from Diddy, not the audience. She should be using these platforms to spread her story, not try to collect revenue. In the same interview, Adria ends the stream by asking for Cash App donations so she can keep talking about Diddy.
The Popcorn Planet, y'all know what it is. Your girl, Adria English, aka Adria Marcy. That's who I really am. The God of War. Go ahead and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Adria Sheree English. If you have any love in your heart, please send me a Cash App so I can keep the stories going. I got at least 3 to 5 years worth of stories. I want to come back on here, tell Andy more, give y'all more exclusive.
As you heard for yourself, Adria is now soliciting money so she can keep talking. Victims don't need managers or Cash App donations to tell their stories. They need managers to make money. Something else Adria admits is that she was the one who brought Misha to the Lionel B show, meaning that Misha didn't reach out to Lionel on her own. She was personally brought to him by Adria, who was her friend.
We had him on Friday. He verified a lot of this, but I'm just warning you.
I'm the one that brought Misha to him. Misha didn't want to talk to nobody.
As you heard for yourself, Adria admits that Misha was her friend and she brought her to Lionel. Now, to me, that's strange, and I'll explain it later in this video, so stay to the end. Let's keep going through the claims that Adria made on the Popcorn Planet channel. In that interview, Adria also acknowledges what people were saying about Misha's story being ripped right out of the plot of the movie Blink Twice and her other inconsistencies with her story. Adria in the interview claims that the Blink Twice movie was written about Misha's story. Adria also claims that Misha is the woman in this photo that's floating around showing a woman sitting on Diddy's lap with her face blurred out.
And then I told him I am in direct contact with my girl Misha. I want to bring her on too because I've been referring to her. I want to let everybody know she's a real person. She didn't even want to talk. She wanted to remain Jane Doe because every time she called a lawyer and tried to tell him her story, nobody will take her. But everybody want to get all the details so they can write their own independent book. They already made the movie Blink Twice about us telling. She gave them the rights and the information back that she gave the lawyers the information, and they made the movie Blink Twice.
And there was this thought about, they're just ripping off. What about the lawsuit? Because the lawsuit has a lot of discrepancies. Is this Misha's lawsuit? Was she repped by Cassie's attorneys?
Misha has not had a lawsuit because no lawyer will take her. I filed my lawsuit in the Southern District Court in New York City back July of this year. My court is my case pending is 114 pages. Y'all can go read it.
Because this lawsuit has the Dolce & Gabbana pictures in it.
That's mine.
No, this is yours. Wait. Is this one? I got yours here too.
Adria's, okay.
But there's a Jane Doe.
Those are her pictures. Yes, those are her pictures.
So this was a Jane Doe lawsuit filed back in November of last year from Cassie's lawyer.
Right. That's her pictures. He never contacted her, though. But those are her. That's her image in those particular photos right there. Yes.
So this Jane Doe is lying. This is not Misha.
No, those pictures are those. She might be telling the truth about what she said in that complaint. But those photographs in those complaints are my homegirl, Misha.
Unblur
the face. If they unblur the face, they will see it's Misha's face.
Lionel B was on and sort of cleared this up and said, well, that's not, they made her change her age. He said this was her lawsuit. So now I'm getting different stories.
She's never filed a lawsuit.
So maybe he misunderstood?
All she filed was a police report back in 2012 and they sealed it. She testified in the Epstein case. She got paid in the Epstein case because she was on Epstein Island and she told him about Diddy and stuff and they sealed his part.
So, because my concern is then someone's lying in this lawsuit, which is then, which could happen. Just because one person lies doesn't mean everybody's a liar.
Because she was afraid to come out. She was never going to come forward. I made Misha come forward.
As you heard for yourself, Adria claims the movie Blink Twice was about Misha's story, that Misha gave the rights to her story to make this movie. Now, I have actually reached out to Zoe Kravitz, the creator and writer of the movie, to verify these claims, but as of now, she hasn't responded. Hopefully, someone with a bigger platform can reach out to her and see if she can clarify this. But honestly, I don't believe this at all. Adria also claims that Misha is the woman in this photo sitting on Diddy. The problem with this is that the person in this photo actually filed a lawsuit back in 2023. When asked if Misha ever filed a lawsuit, Adria said no. This is strange because the woman in this photo filed a lawsuit back in November of 2023. Those photos are attached to this lawsuit, and it was filed by the same lawyer that Cassie used. This law firm is a very established law firm, and I don't think that they would file a fake lawsuit. They were the ones who got the $50 million from Diddy for Cassie. One thing is for sure, they seem to be lying about Misha being the woman in those photos. And unless she provides proof, I won't change my mind on that. This lawsuit is still going on right now as well. So why hasn't it been stopped since Misha has come out to be the person in it? While Adria is saying Misha has no lawsuit against Diddy, the host on Popcorn Planet also points out that Misha wasn't the woman sitting on the table that Adria claims she interacted with at a Diddy party. One thing is for sure, it doesn't appear like Adria is telling the truth, and I'm honestly starting to believe she's the one who put Misha up to this. I'ma tell you exactly what I think is going on. Adria filed a lawsuit against Diddy and was trying to get paid. Whether Diddy victimized her or not, that's not something I can prove. I believe she was at those parties, but she has admitted that she wanted to be there.
My boyfriend Anthony can book the campaign and work the campaign if I agree to work the white parties. So obviously I was a groupie back then. You know, I grew up on, you know, East Coast, you know, music. I loved everybody and everyone a part of it. So I was like, hell yeah, that's some good networking. I'm trying to sing. I sing, I rap, you know, I write. My dance, you know, I was on the dance team in high school and college. You know, it was my dream to dance, sing, and perform. And that's why when I got the opportunity, I was like, what better person to show out? It's like an audition every time, you know? But he just strung me along. It was coercion in my heart and just dangled the opportunity over my face over and over and over. And I just never got there. So when they took my name and gave it to her, Sasha, and put the Fierce on it, I was like, that's cold because she got famous and celebrated from Destiny Child. They got famous from Kids. She's never had to be an exotic dancer or anything. So now when you become Sasha and you put the Fierce on, all of a sudden you have this stripper persona and you're behind the partition. That's me. You know, and so imagine watching that on the outside and you're on EBT and government assistance and you see all of them just dancing around in the mansions and the Grammys and nobody inviting you no more and you know, you blackballed for no reason. And then you done put in all this extra work, allegedly. You know, for fake promises and, you know, I was very naive. I believed them. You know what I mean? Like, I believe with all my heart, like, I'm, you know what? This is, you know, Diddy. I'm looking around, Mary J. Blige right there. Everybody is in the house. Busta Rhymes, Paris Hilton, Jacob the Jewel. Everybody's there. Diana Ross. You know, Trump was there. His kids. Biden, Prince Harry, Kamala. It was all there up in there chilling. You know, big chilling. J-Lo. So, I mean, I was just like, you know, this, it ain't no other mix to be in the music industry. Like, these are the people. So that's why I believed it for so long when people say, well, why did you keep going back? Because I had already put in work. So it was like, I'm just going to take a complete loss. No, I'm going to keep putting in the work and then I'm going to get the payday and the fame and the fortune. And, you know.
After Adria filed her lawsuit, her lawyer Ariel dropped her because she was being inconsistent and was saying things that she couldn't prove and would make her liable to getting sued.
I dropped one of my clients because, as we know, we were having some issues about press who...
I didn't want to put you on the spot, but you did have one person complain. Yes, you just brought it up.
Yeah, because I had a client who was more interested in talking about the press, not understanding the ramifications of these statements she was making, that all of these statements she was making were, one, opening herself up to liability because she's talking about other people who are not in the lawsuit, who she's not protected by litigation privilege. And then all of the things that she said can be played in front of a jury to test her credibility in our lawsuit. So,
as you heard for yourself, Ariel, Adria's former lawyer, confirmed she dropped Adria. Now, nobody wants to pick up Adria's case because the lawyers don't believe her anymore. Here is Adria admitting that she's now going to be representing herself in court because she doesn't have a lawyer anymore.
Update on your case?
Yeah, I'm currently representing myself and I love it. I have a great strategy. I have a lot of evidence, a lot of surprise witnesses. You guys are going to be amazed. But I am in consultation with other counsel. And the reason why they haven't officially signed on with me because my former counsel did a lot of things wrong and a lot of fires I had to put out.
So I believe Adria knows this lawsuit is going nowhere and she's not going to get a payday for it. So it appears that Adria came up with a plan to still get paid. She created a whole new victim and brought her to the Lionel B show. In my opinion, I believe Misha is only doing this because of Adria. I also believe that because Misha doesn't have any proof she was a victim of Diddy, she used this Jane Doe's picture from her 2023 lawsuit because the face is blurred out and no one can prove if it's her or not. It's interesting that Misha can't produce these photos herself or any other photos with Diddy. She said this on Lionel B's platform, so she wants people to believe her without having any proof. This is truly sad because the woman in this photo is a real victim. Now, people like Misha are trying to capitalize off her pain, which is truly disrespectful. Misha claims to be a victim that was around Diddy, but there's just no proof, and until she provides it, she's just not credible to me. Now, Adria claims that her, Misha, and Lionel B will be doing a lie detector test to prove they're telling the truth.
We're doing a DNA earlier, test.
You and came
we're
on
doing,
to sort
we're
of...
doing, we're doing the lie detector test. We got that coming for y'all. Shout out to my boy and my manager, Lionel B. We doing that on our next one. It's going to be me and Misha on there together. We doing a, he sent a professional lie detector to test in her home state. We got the camera crew following her. They're going to ask her all the questions.
Look, the only thing is, these lie detector tests on YouTube are all rigged. You can look it up. The man they use for these lie detector tests say whatever they tell him to say. It's all scripted, so this won't prove anything. Until I see that the feds are taking Misha's story seriously and using it against Diddy, I don't really think anything she's saying is true. Now, don't get me wrong. If Misha is telling the truth and all these people are involved that she mentioned, maybe the feds just don't want to touch it. But considering that the feds are looking for evidence right now to use against Diddy, don't you think if Misha was telling the truth, they would have already spoken to her? And I'm not talking about how she claims they spoke to her back in 2012. I'm talking about them speaking to her today while they're actually investigating Diddy. Now, I'm just being honest and I'm not trying to discredit any victims. It's just that none of this is making any sense to me and it's truly disappointing. I feel like we're so close to getting Diddy locked away for good, but now we have people working to mess this all up because they want money. It's wrong. And what's sad about it is that if this continues to happen, Diddy will have a much better chance at getting out. Once his lawyers start proving that victims are lying, the real victims will be lost in all the mess. For those that are going to refuse the evidence I presented in this video, please understand that I have nothing to gain from any of this. I'm just doing what I feel is right, revealing the truth. So many of this appears off, and I just want the truth to be revealed. Now, I only have one question for Lionel B. If you're managing Adria, are you also managing Misha? Since you are managing Adria, are you doing it for free or are you asking for a percentage? You don't need to respond if you don't want to. It would just be important to know. Now, I'm done talking about these two women until I see some credible proof. I, just like many of you, want to see Hollywood pay for their sins, but we got to make sure we have evidence so we're not called liars. Well, I'm ending this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.